morning, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, very good. Well, as I said every week, this is my favorite answer to that question. Alrighty, everyone, this is Gordon again, W2TTT, and this is, in fact, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. So that is a discussion, conversation, if you will, about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and natural sciences that underlie our hobby. It's about our activities, the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, and, of course, things we hope to never do again. And it's also about an opportunity to do swap and for sale swap for wanted items. So you're welcome to do post those as well. So it should be a fun net. So we do check in a little funnier than most normal nets. We ask people to check in with their call sign and their name. We ask that we do this one at a time that you can acknowledge. And then we ask that you also include whether you have a question, a comment, a for sale swap or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And you might ask, well, what's with the none of the above? Can't cater the net to your needs and your interests if you don't let us know you're out there. So even if you don't have something directly to contribute, it would be worth everybody's while and make for a livelier net if you would grace us with your presence and let us know you're there. So with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, please call K2BAR. Okay. Let's see now. How about stations whose call signs begin with November? Okay, how about stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey?
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, New York, with the comment.
Most excellent, Mr. Jim. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, name's Bob, and I guess a brief comment.
Okay, I got Bob. Welcome with a comment as well. Welcome aboard. Who was the station that doubled with Bob and lost?
This is W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Got you with your comment as well. Alrighty. I'm typing here, so my audio is probably all over the place. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about kilos? Any kilos? Okay. Any other stations? Any call sign? Wowie kazowie. I'm 3 for 3 on comments. I even have a comment. And there are only 4 of us. Alrighty, well, so maybe it's because I'm on time for a change. All right, Don, it's over to you, W2JEK, K2BAR. What's your pleasure?
K2BAR, W2JEK, good evening, everybody. The next Bar of VE session will be on Friday, March 24th at 7 p.m. It's at the Township of Washington Borough Hall Senior Center. It'll say 7 p.m., and that'll be on the first floor unless otherwise posted. We'll have a sign on the door where we go in. Should be, usually says first floor, but if I have to, I will move it down to the basement if there's an activity on the first floor. I think you've all heard my spiel about this, and if anybody has any questions about it, please come now and I'll answer those questions. Otherwise, go ahead and you take it.
Okay, Don, very good. Anybody have any questions for Don? Alrighty. Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
Not right now. I think this weekend there's a CQ's 160-meter single sideband DX contest. I'll be playing with that. Back to net, W2JK.
That actually sounds like fun. don't have quite the antenna for it right now, but that would be a lot of fun. Slopers off my tower, or front load my tower with a piece of wire coming off of it, and so make it like a big inverted L, which includes the tower. That might be fun. Oh, dear. Alrighty. Thank you again. Jim, W-A-T-U-M-P, K-2-B-A-R.
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. This is W-A-2-U-M-P. Wanted to add a comment here. I've been having some success with the protocol translation feature of the OpenSpot, and I'm now able to go from C4FM to DMR and from DMR to C4FM. And as you know, I run a C4FM net on Tuesday nights, I've been linking it to various C4FM rooms, and now I'm able to link it to DMR talk groups. So tomorrow night, as an experiment and as a demo, the 442.9 repeater will be linked to New York DMR, New York State, that talk group. Feel free to use it. If you use it from your C4F, you now have two ways to access it. You can get on there directly with C4FM on 442.9, or you can pick up your DMR handheld or mobile rig and go on go on New York State and access it that way. Or a third way actually is from your DV4 Mini or OpenSpot, similar devices. So three ways you can access the repeater now. So interesting stuff, and it's a lot of fun to seamlessly go from one protocol to the other without any degradation that I can hear. And it even brings when I'm on C4FM talking on DMR, you'll see on the C4FM radio the radio ID pop up followed by your call. It translates it. It's able to make that look up in translation, which is pretty cool. Let me let it drop a second. So again, to summarize, tomorrow night, fire up your C4FM radio or your DMR radio and give it a try. Again, it's going to be on New York State. And I'll leave that up Friday night through Saturday morning. You have a chance to test it out. And I think this net, which will be Tuesday night for the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, the Chestnut Ridge C4FM net, I may have to recoin it as digital net now. We've got multiple protocols involved there. So this Tuesday night, there's two ways you can join. You can join from New York State on DMR, or you can join the regular old-fashioned way on C4FM to 442. Anyway, fun stuff, interesting to experiment with, and hopefully with the wider footprint, both geographically and across two protocols, we'll get a few more folks on the net. So it'll serve two ends. And with that, let me turn it back to net control. K2BAR, WA2UMP.
Well, that's just wonderful. Very nice. WA2UMP, K2BAR. So a couple of things come to mind. First, do the talk group gods and the repeater gods mind having C4FM users being translated into their DMR universe?
Well, you bring up an interesting question. If we had done this last year, there would have been a great deal of resistance, especially from the old guys with the Motorola radios that don't want anything impure in the network. But with all the DV4 minis and OpenSpot dongles out there, the folks seemed a lot more open to experimenting. So we'll see how it goes. There might be some soul out there who we offend or not, and we're going to try it out. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, and hopefully we'll pick up some we'll pick up some new members, and rather than offend a couple people. Back to net control.
Well, as I said, that's marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Good for you. My next question is a little more simple. And as you can use a DV4 Mini as a transceiver, or you need a radio with it. Same thing with the box you're using. It doesn't have a microphone input and a speaker output, does it?
No, it doesn't. They do sell a version of the DV4 Mini. You've got to use it with a radio. They do now have a version of it that you can use it with just your computer. It costs a little bit more. It has a built-in, I think you call that an AMBI chip decoder. You can bypass a radio. Personally, I prefer to have a radio involved. That's what the hobby's all about. The usual way to is you access the DB4, the standard DB4 Mini, and an open spot through a radio, usually a handheld, and it acts like, to oversimplify it, like a mini repeater.
Okay, do you need to have a DB4 Mini and an open spot, or can you just run with the open spot as the interface to the between, let's say, 955 and the talk group on the via the internet?
You only need one. You only need one if you're going to use this. So, if you were to join the net, you could use your DMR radio. You could use your C4 FM radio, or you could use a DV4 Mini-like device, like or / OpenSpot. But you only need one. And when I first started doing the experiments, I had feared that you need two open spots to complete the translation, and you don't. One open spot will, you can go from C4 FM to DMR and from DMR to C4 FM very nicely. Little tricky to set up those settings, but like anything else, once you know what the settings are, it becomes simple. Back to net control.
Well, that is just marvelous. It really is. And someone has now figured out the settings. That would be you. And therefore, if we wanted to replicate that, that wouldn't be too hard. That's excellent. So keep that in mind, and we'll go from there. This is pretty neato and nifty, as they say. Looking forward to trying it myself. My biggest challenge right now is I have totally misplaced my programming cables for my Kinect Systems radio, which is somewhat embarrassing, so I can't reprogram it at all. And I have to also dig out my other FTM 400, so I have something in the shack, but other than that, it's fine. So it's kind of been a little messy lately in that regard. But very good. That's pretty neat. Anybody else have any questions?
K2 PAR? K2 TRW Leak Check-In, sorry.
Oh, boy, I'm glad you're here, Kai. By any chance, you're going to be at Fairlawn tomorrow. Can you bring a programming cable for my radio so I can upgrade it all and mess with it a little bit? That would be perfect. So I got to find my cables. In the meantime, they're misplaced. I don't want to go out buy a new one or new cables. That would be kind of silly. But right now I'm sitting here in marathon config mode, which is kind of embarrassing. Like to put some stuff in that was sent to me by, I guess it was Marco, but whatever. Like to put the more functional code plug in. Anyway, Kai, what's your plan for tomorrow?
Do you need the back cable, or you need the back plus the front for the front panel?
I don't know. I own one of these. They're together, and they're MIA right now. So I'll just assume I need both. It's been a while since I mean, I haven't upgraded it since I got it from you.
All right, I'll just bring him in. I should be in around 7-ish. I might not be able to stay too long, but I will definitely be in. Back net.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, so I'll throw the DMR radio into the pile to come tomorrow. I'm sure I'll put it in my backpack. I had it with me last week, and I swore I had this programming cable, and then I found that I didn't. I came home and looked high and low through the mess that I call a desk, and it's not there, so I don't know where I put it. I put it someplace safe. Anyway, it is what it is. I don't even know what the latest software is and what I should be putting in, so that may, your advice for that might be useful as well. We'll get it done, get everything back to back up to snuff. And once that's done, then next week or two, I'm going to ponder the joys of handy talkies. I haven't figured out what I want to do yet, but I want to get Nancy one and me one and see what happens from there. Alrighty. Any other comments from anybody on the subject of DMR or digital communications in general, or C4FM, whatever? Any other check-ins for that? Okay. Jim, anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Just I wanted to extend the invitation to Kai. I know, Kai, you've been interested in C4FM, but do not have a radio. I'll be linking the C4FM repeater tomorrow night and Saturday morning to New York State. And this Tuesday we're going to have the net. I'll link it to New York State. So feel free to chime in to New York State tomorrow evening and Saturday morning. And join, more importantly, join the net on Tuesday at 9 o'clock if you have that free in your schedule. Tuesday, 9 o'clock, New York State. Anyway, it'd be good to have you there and check in if you're available. Back to net control.
Okay. Real quick. How did you decide on New York State, and how do you know you're not going to piss them off by linking to them, you know, putting a net on their talk group?
Well, that's a good question. I was undecided between New Jersey and New York. I was going to do New Jersey first. That would have been my first preference, since that's more geographically consistent with the Alpine repeater, but there weren't that many people on it. And so I tried New York State, and there were some interesting people on, but not too many. And I'm going to try it and see how it goes. And if I piss people off, we don't have to do it again. I don't think I'm going to get that reaction. I'll rename the net the Chestnut Ridge Digital, the Chestnut Ridge / Northeast Digital Net, and we'll take it from there. You have to experiment a little bit with it, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so let me ask a different question, and maybe Kai, you can chime in with this too after Jim. Is it possible to do for DMR what Jim is doing for C4FM, meaning remote access to the repeater? And because, like, groups, let's say like Fairlawn, we don't have an internet access where the repeater is located, or, you know, or BCFMA, we don't have internet access where their repeaters are located. Could we somehow use this gizmo to put it on a talk group that's networked via remote? WATUMP, K2BAR.
I'm having a hard time thinking about how that would be done. The repeater expects to see you come in on a certain talk group, like talk group 9 with a certain with a certain color code and whatnot. So I'm not sure if that's going to work. Maybe Kai could answer that. It's real easy to do with C4FM. It's a lot less picky. but I don't know if that's going to work on DMR. And let me turn it over to Kai and see if he has any words of wisdom on that.
K2TRW, K2BR. He has two young sons, and my guess is he's been summarily summoned.
Yeah, so I think we'd have to try something, but I have a sense that that's just not going to work. It's not really designed to do that.
Well, if the remote could come into the repeater identifying as you, it would work just fine, I would think. What does it do? All right, so let me ask a different question. When you come in C4FM, what DMR ID is showing up on the DMR side?
It sends my radio ID. It sends my DMR radio ID. And, excuse me, and my radio translates that because my call is in my database there in the Motorola. And WA2UMP shows up. And if I go from the other direction, it shows WA2UMP in the first three letters of James. So it says WA2UMPJIM. So that's what it shows.
Okay, but if I then come in to your remote gizmo through 955, pardon me, through 440.900, 950, whatever, sorry. What's going to show on the DMR side?
There's a setting in the open spot where you program in. It shows your radio ID. So if you come into somebody's radio with it'll show, they'll see your radio ID the same as if you're, they don't know that you're on C4FM unless you tell them. So they're going to see the same thing they normally do, and that would be your radio ID, your 7-digit radio ID. That's what they see on the DMR side. And if you go the other way, they'll see your call, they'll see WA2UMP, because it'll translate. Back to you.
NJ2BS, repeat.
WCTTZ. No, I don't think so. I mean, if it's your, you know, open spot, you can program it whatever you want. But if I come into the repeater, and the repeater goes through the open spot to then put me up on the DMR talk group, the DMR talk group is going to see your call sign, unless somehow or another I put something on the C4FM side that said W2TTT and had a lookup table to enter the DMR ID to send that across on the DMR side. But if it doesn't have that, if I was just, an itinerant, C4FM user through 955 or whatever it is we're using, it wouldn't know to translate that to a DMR ID, right?
I think the open spot passes it through. So if somebody comes into the 442.9, let's see how this would work. We could certainly try this. I'll have it up tomorrow if you want to try it from Fairlawn. You have DMR radios, you can try it and see how it goes. I think we need to do an actual test.
Okay, well, we could do that after the net. I think that might be useful. We'll go up on 442.9 in C4FM, and we'll then, if you turn the open spot up, you can see what the translation is. It might find my ID, but it may not find everyone's ID. I don't know how that translation is happening, unless it's by call sign. So, anyway, good to know. Anything else? Anybody? Alrighty, let's go on to
Bob then. W-A-2-I-S-C, K-2-B-A-R.
K-2-B-A-R, W-A-2-I-S-C. I made a little progress with my websites on the Arden network, as you commented on the email I sent you. Over.
Yeah, so you got to avoid using the flash, which is a good thing. And now you're able to put a thumb drive on it. Is that what you were doing?
Well, so far I was attempting to do that, but I kept getting blocked by two different things, like on using a DDWRT router. I could mount the thumb drive and be able to look at it, but I kept getting errors like 400 bad cross path error detection or something like that, which meant that, well, basically it thinks that there's something nefarious going on and blocks the browser. And OpenWRT doesn't seem to have that, but I couldn't make a USB mount work. But I did figure out that I could use the existing RAM inside the router to house temporary web pages. Of course, when the power goes out, that goes away too. Over.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying too. Well, it's still very nice. I mean, you have lots of interesting things to read and a couple of things that are useful in the way of utilities. So thanks for doing it, Bob. It looks interesting. I'm not so sure I get really excited over making a, you know, an old Linksys router do much. But on the other hand, what else are you going to ask a Linksys router to do? They're pretty compact. There are people who've made the USB ports work and put memory on them. There are other people, by the way, who've made them work and put GPS on them, so as to and they wrote a little piece of code to make it so the banner header will give the lat long and also the grid square of the node. Especially if it's mobile, it's kind of handy. But anyway, very, very nicely done. I'm wondering, when you tried the memory stick, if you forgot to bring the power leads out, did you?
Oh, no, I did. That's like one of the first things I did was hook up to a source of 5 volts inside the router, actually a little voltage regulator. I'm mainly a hardware guy, so things like that I would know to do. It's like the software world where I get really befuddled. Trying to figure out like which packages I need and if I put too many in, do they collide with each other? Things like that I don't have a clue about. So, over.
Okay. Very, very good. Hey, I just read something interesting. That assassination of the half brother of the North Korea dictator guy in Malaysia was with VX. That's pretty nasty. Whoever thought that that VX was going to be out in the open again? Wow. Anyway. Pardon that. That caught my eye. I think that's very, very good that, you know, you were not not likely to miss that point. But still, a little more exciting, to say the least. And good for you for squaring it away. Ah, dear me. Alrighty. Anybody else with stuff?
Well, I guess I probably should have mentioned, like, my objective is to figure out how to use a Linksys router to allow somebody to set up a small website on the Arden network without going to a lot of trouble with using a computer or Apache and all that stuff. Anyway, well, K2BAR, WA2IC, clear.
Okay, well, yeah, we can talk more about that. That's a good point, Bob. You know, for the cost of basically salvaging it from somebody, you're good to go. And what's interesting about that is that you could actually, you know, Bob, I don't know, you're running Arden code on, or pardon me, you're running BBHN code on it, but theoretically you could run that host stuff, you know, on any of the Linux-based, you know, Linksys routers, even the ones that won't run, you know, BBHN code, because you can just put a network port on another node and use it like it was a host, yeah?
NJ2BS, repeat.
That's essentially what I'm doing. I'm not putting my web pages on the Arden node, that the Arden node, the Arden forum says that I would create an unsupported configuration of an Arden node, so I'm using a separate router to house the web pages and whatnot.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, that's great. That's just super. Like it a lot. Like it a lot. Dear me. Anything else that you want to add?
Oh, I think that's it for the moment. K2BIR, WA2IC.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again for bringing that out. That's pretty neat. All right, anybody else? All righty. Well, everybody, I'm going to call it quits here for tonight. Just wish everybody a pleasant evening. Next week I will be here and we'll have some updates on a couple of things, SDR Play and also the SDR Play as a PAN adapter, I should say, or an auxiliary receiver, depending on how you want to use it, or both. And the other is an opportunity to hear what we've done with some of the neat things we're going to do with the Arden network around here. We should have some interesting stuff to share by next week, and we'll see what happens. Alrighty. Anyway, 73 gentlemen, have a great evening. This is K2BAR W2, TT and a T, wishing you all a 73 and have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.